As I record this, the United States Senate has begun work on its version of the House-passed American Rescue Plan, the Biden administration's $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill, minus the $15 an hour minimum wage. 2 weeks ago, I briefly discussed criticisms of the bill, that it might be too big and therefore inflationary, or it might give aid to people who don't need it. I, of course, disagreed with both arguments. Today, I want to revisit the size issue, the inflation issue. My reason is that the former head of George W. Bush's Council of Economic Advisors, N. Gregory Mankiw, has published an article in the New York Times entitled, "The Biden Economy Risks a Speeding Ticket." Using the metaphor of driving, attempting to reach a destination as quickly as possible. In economic terms, that means getting the economy to a full recovery at maximum employment within a year, rather than taking 6 years, as happened after 2009 under Obama. Mankiw says the policymakers are like a driver on a highway who doesn't know the speed limit. For the economy, the speed limit is what economists call the inflation barrier. How much can government spending increase without triggering what Mankiw warns would be excessive inflation? Using figures from the Congressional Budget Office, Mankiw argues that a stimulus of $444 billion would be enough to get the economy to its full potential. Though he acknowledges that there's uncertainty about exactly what the full potential of the economy actually is, he sticks to that $444 billion figure. If all that's needed is $44 billion, then the $1.9 trillion risks a significant increase to inflation. Using some bad historical analysis about the 1960s and 70s, Mankiw predicts that the excess spending, $1.5 trillion by his numbers, will cause a surge in inflation. This surge, he argues, will cause the Fed to clamp down on the economy so strongly that we risk a massive recession, such as occurred in 1981-82. This is total nonsense. It highlights the fact that Mankiw is a very politicized economist who can always figure out a way to dress up whatever policies he's supporting in fancy-sounding analogies replete with numbers. The thing to understand is that inflation in calendar year 2020 was well below the Fed's 2% target. Since that rate has averaged below 2% for many years, the Fed is on record as believing some years of above 2% inflation are called for. The Fed's unemployment goal is still listed as 5%, even though that number is out of date. Unemployment was below 5% from 2016 to 2020. It had fallen to 3.5% in March of last year. Over this same period, inflation was mostly below 2%. And in any case, at 6.5% unemployment today, the economy is well above even the out-of-date target. In addition, job growth has recently stalled because all the benefits of the CARES Act from last spring ran out during the summer. Mankiw's fear-mongering never once acknowledges what the vast majority of economists, Janet Yellen, Secretary of Treasury, Jerome Powell, Chairman of the Fed, Mark Zandi of Moody Analytics, even the Chamber of Commerce are all saying, the cost of doing too little, slowing down on the highway, therefore putting off the day when the economy will have come all the way back, is so much more than the cost of doing too much, say if inflation goes up to 3 or 4%. Mankiw's failure to even acknowledge the argument and give a decent response to it is a sure sign that his piece is political gaslighting rather than real economic analysis.